And it being Friday, you know what that means. It's time for Movie Show. With Dana Clark and Greg Russell. Oh, that kind of wears me up, but I'm glad we got it in there. It's time. It's Friday. We're heading to the movies, which might mean just staying home and watching on Apple TV Plus or watching Netflix or maybe even going to a theater. Remember theaters? Those are those places with all those comfortable seats and those really big screens at the front. Yeah.
Oh, and the popcorn.
And that's popcorn, the most important
part. The posters
part.
That showed you the movies in the hallway.
Yeah, I think of Imagine Theater's popcorn. I'm sorry, I'm partial to it because it seems to be the best, freshly popped. And if you request it, real butter. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you're warming us up on this Friday morning. Yeah, it's cold outside.
All right, let's talk about the movies that are available this weekend. And one of them on Netflix called Home Team. What do you say there, Greg?
It's a funny movie. This one stars Kevin James, and he plays the now former New Orleans Saints coach, Sean Payton. I remember a few years back when he got suspended for a year because of, you know, having his targeting gate or whatever they wanted to call it against, you know, other players. Mm. Well, that's what this deals with. When he has the time off, he goes back to Texas, where he's from, and goes to the small town where his ex-wife and son live. And so his son is playing, you know, peewee football. Their team stinks. They're coached by Taylor Lautner. And so he decides just to help out a little bit. But it just goes to show how, you know, the father wants to get back with his son. And just, you know, what you do when you've got the time and the expertise. And it's the best part about this one really is they could have easily made this one into a very straight, serious movie. But it's made by Adam Sandler's company. So that already lets you know which way this thing's going. So it's a funny movie. I mean, just seeing Rob Schneider alone with the male hair bun is enough just to make you laugh.
Oh, I saw that promo. I saw the promo. I didn't pay very much attention. But forgive me for the question, but I've never been shy about asking stupid questions.
No.
Is this supposed to be a true life story? Are these the real people, or is this a reenactment of their life? I mean, what is this?
It's supposed to be, you know, it's based off of truth, but of course they've thrown humor into it. You know, it's probably far funnier than what really was
yeah,
going
life
on.
Is, you know, life is never life. As life is never as funny as a movie, generally speaking. I mean,
right.
People think it is. This ought to be a movie. But if you saw it right. as a movie, everyone else would be going, really?
Right. This as compared to the one that came out about Kurt Warner, you know, about a month ago. Where that one was, you know, of course, very serious. It was definitely a faith-based movie, you know, that way. This one, it does follow the true life story of what happened, but it's definitely a comedy.
Right.
So
let's listen to it.
Hey, Coach, Mr. Goodall is on the phone.
Roger Goodall is on the phone.
The commissioner.
He didn't say what his job was.
Coach Payton has been suspended for a full year.
Coach Payton is going to be our new offensive coordinator.
Our defense sucks, too.
Dennis just fell down.
Yeah, he doesn't like contact.
You know he's playing football?
I love that. Mr. Gouda. That sadly, it reminds me of I met Roger Goodell years ago at Ford Field and had no idea it was Roger Goodell. I thought it was somebody from the Ford organization or the Lions organization, and I thank them profusely for providing a suite for my father-in-law, who was a Buffalo Bills fan, and they gave the Buffalo Bills the stadium to use as their home field because they were snowed out in Buffalo. And this guy comes up and it comes into the room, and I say, thank you so much. This has been great. And he went along with it. He just said, well, you're very welcome. I mean, I don't know what he thought. I mean, maybe he thought I was thanking him for the league or whatever, but I love that. So Mr. Gouda is on the line. Anyway, what are we? What
truth going with reality? There you go.
There it is. How many thumbs up? What are we calling this one?
This one, it's kind of like, you know, a right down the middle one. It's the best part is, like you said, this one is on Netflix, So as we always make the joke, it's free. And by this being such a cold weekend, it would just be kind of like a little fun thing just for you to watch at home. I mean, you know, again, it's no Steven Spielberg movie or anything epic, but it's just something, hey, you want to get a couple of laughs? There you go.
Home team, South Kevin James. Let's go listen to a little of After Party on Apple TV+.
Pop star, actor, and celebrity humanitarian Xavier was found dead tonight. His body discovered on the cliff during an after party for his high school reunion.
This is a murder.
Everybody here hated Xavier.
He's the worst.
All right. Another comedy with a dead guy.
There you go. It's like watching a game of Clue or, you know, the murder mystery movies. Like I said, they're all back at their high school reunion. And Dave Franco plays this guy who all of a sudden becomes like the big pop star. I mean, even though I know this guy isn't as per se relevant today, but he's the only thing I can think of. But, you know, like a Justin Bieber was. And somehow or another, he winds up getting killed at the after party. Mm. And now it's like a whodunit. So you got
Dana,
all types of people.
Before we run out of time, are you going to seek this out and watch it on Apple
TV+?
After
I'll
party?
Check it out because I think they're about a half an hour. So I'll give it a try.
Oh, that's not a bad investment, a half an hour. All right. Mm-hmm. Greg Russell, Dana Clark, thank you so much for movie, show.
Plus,
plus. At 8:29.